You're listening to SBS News.
The week began with a visit from Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, who met with Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison in Canberra. The meeting came after tensions simmered at the Pacific Island Forum in August, where the Fijian leader labelled Mr Morrison's behaviour as insulting and condescending after some Pacific leaders were disappointed with Australia's level of commitment on climate change at the forum. The focus for this week's meeting was on trade and the regional economy. Mr Bainimarama's talked down tensions between the two countries.
Members of any family are entitled to their disagreements. No one expects that our differences can be resolved quickly or easily, but we must never falter in forging common ground. And common ground is what I intend to seek in our discussion on the issues that impact the lives of Fijian, Australians and all Pacific people.
The meeting came as Labor's commitment to climate policy was also under question. The Shadow Climate Change Minister Mark Butler refused to recommit to a 45% emission reduction target by 2030. Mr Butler told SBS News the party was reconsidering how ambitious its policy should be.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Anthony Albanese and I and others have made it clear that all of our election policies are up for review, but what is not up for review is our strong commitment to taking climate action consistent with the principles of the Paris Agreement.
This week also saw the federal government announce a review into the family law system after years of criticism. In an interview with SBS News, Scott Morrison denied the review as a political bargaining chip to appease influential One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson, who has long been calling for a change. Ms Hanson, a fierce advocate for system reforms, has pushed for an inquiry into the family law system for years. Holding back tears, Ms Hanson described the review as a victory.
For those contemplating suicide and facing potential family violence, I'm asking you to stop and know you have finally been heard. I beg you, please give me a chance to try and make change.
Labor continued its pursuit of embattled Liberal MP Gladys Liu over her involvement with organisations linked to the Chinese Communist Party. New reports this week also revealed the member for Chisholm promised foreign students a reference if they volunteered on her campaign, which could help with visa applications on Chinese social media site WeChat. Labor questioned the government in Parliament on the issue, but Finance Minister Matthias Cormann defended Ms Liu in the Senate.
Gladys Liu is the elected member for Chisholm because a majority of Australians in Chisholm preferred her and the Liberal Party to the Labor alternative. Her Labor opponent was a member of the same of the same organisations that Labor is now using for its disgraceful, unsubstantiated smear and dog whistle.
On the issue of the economy, the federal government said it looks set to deliver a budget surplus, with the final figures confirming a shrinking deficit of $690 million this financial year, surpassing a $4.2 billion deficit forecast in April. But the opposition accused the government of improving the budget at the expense of Australians living with a disability, as final budget figures also revealed the government spent $4.6 billion less on the National Disability Insurance Scheme. It says that's because the number of people transitioning onto the scheme has been slower than expected. But Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the cuts to the NDIS have propped up the government's budget.
The Morrison government is propping up their budget by shortchanging Australians with a disability. The Morrison government is propping up their budget by making Australians with a disability wait longer for the care that they need and deserve and were promised.
Also this week, the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton introduced legislation into Parliament seeking to make it easier to revoke the citizenship of dual nationals convicted of terror offences. But the public servant responsible for monitoring Australia's national security laws, James Renwick, said the legislation was uncontrolled in its current form and called for it to be scrapped. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ended the week in the United States, where he's meeting with US President Donald Trump and other senior White House figures. Parliament will be in recess between September the 20th and October the 7th. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.